Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight we welcome Jody Walsh into the studios, and we're going to be speaking with Jody about movement works and core energetics and why movement is so important to health as well as self-care. So stay tuned for our conversation this evening. Before we get to our interview with Jody, I'd like to let you know how to connect with us online. We love to hear from our listeners. Our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. Feel free to send us your community announcements, or perhaps you have some feedback on the show, or maybe even an idea for a future radio show. Please let us know what's on your mind. Our email address again is outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, if you connect on Twitter and Facebook, you can find us there as well. Look for KBOO Out Loud on Facebook and on Twitter, and we'll keep you posted on our future shows and other stuff that's going on in the community. Now, tonight, again, our guest is going to be Jody Walsh, and as part of our our winter membership drive, Jody has offered a couple of special thank you gifts that are directly in reference to the work that she provides to the community. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about those later in the show as well. Now, I'd like to go ahead and welcome Jody to Out Loud. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carla. It's good to be here.
Well, and it's good to have you. And I want to let listeners know a little bit of background information. I've known Jody for a little while, and we were speaking recently around the importance of self-care around Valentine's Day and health and all the different things that come up for people in reference to Valentine's Day. And I'll admit, I think of Valentine's Day as an excellent time to take care of yourself and to take care of your health and your body and whatever else is important to you and self-care. And I really try to take the emphasis off of the partnership and the pink and the red and the Hallmark kind of stuff. But Jody's been providing care to people here in the community, and I wanted to give her a chance to talk about that as well as emphasize the importance of self-care and year-round, not just during the month of February. But so maybe to start, Jody, let our listeners know, tell us a little bit more about Movement Works.
Movement Works is active healing for real change. It's a body-centered approach to healing and therapy. And it's really where clients come and they start to learn about their own capacity for healing. And everybody has their own ability to heal, and I like to help people connect to it.
Okay. And so would we call you a therapist or maybe a healer? What?
Yeah, I am a healer and a therapist. I am not a licensed therapist, but I am a therapist in the core energetics form of therapy and healing as far as Brennan Healing Science practitioner. So I've studied a lot about the human energy field and the consciousness that goes along with energy and how it works to create our lives.
Okay. And our health
and our health and our bodies and what we're thinking about and what we're feeling like and how we're acting and okay, what our life looks like.
Okay. Jody's going to be with us for the whole hour this evening, so we're going to get into quite a bit of detail about the movement works and as well as the philosophy around the core energetics, talking about breath and connection to how your body feels and a lot more information. So we hope you stay tuned for the show this evening. We are going to be interrupted just a little bit to talk about some fundraising, but later in the show, Jody's going to take us through a little breath activity, and we'll be talking more about her work here in the Portland community. Now, we need to take a break, but we'll be back in just a few moments to hear more from Jody Walsh.
Good evening. My name is Sam. I'm a volunteer with KBOO.
And I'm Larry.
Yeah, and Larry's here too. Oh, thank good. Oh, what a treat. And we are very pleased to be joining Carla and Jody tonight to tell you about how you can support programming like Out Loud by supporting the institution that makes it possible for you to hear it. And that is KBOO.
And the phone number here is 877-500-5266. So give us a call. Consider making a donation so we can continue being on the air and bringing you these great, great programs like this one.
Yeah, and I'm going to take that... I'm going to run with that a little, Larry, and say that you have been considering it for some time, because KBOO is a membership organization, folks, and that's how we do it, with the community joining in. And the how you join in is you put in the dollars. You buy yourself a piece of KBOO, and KBOO uses that capital to make sure that everything is paid for, all the light bills, all the phone bills, and everything else that goes into bringing you all this information. They say information wants to be free, but it still takes cost money to get it to you. That's where you come in. 877-500-5266. You can even do it online. KBOO has a really great website.
KBOO.fm.
Yes, and we can maintain that website and take up that bandwidth and pay the costs associated with occupying that bandwidth with your support when you call 877-500-5266 or when you go to KBOO.fm and you click where it says donate today, because that, friends and neighbors, is the only time we've got. All we have is now, and now is the time for you to get involved at whatever level makes sense for you. It's time to pay your radio bill at 877-500-5266. Yes, tell my friend Judy, tell my friend Judith, tell my other friend Zale, whoever takes your call at 877-500-5266, the amount of your radio bill and how you wish to pay it.
Yeah, and you can pay by using a credit card, or we can actually do a deduction monthly from your bank account, as low as $5 a month. Or you can send us a check, or you can come in and donate money, all of the above. Most people probably pay by credit card, but we can easily set up monthly payments through your bank account, and that's really something that a lot of people do too.
And when you call or walk into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, or even when you use the website at kboo.fm, with your $60 membership, you can choose one of the two workshop options offered by Jody Walsh on March 12th or February 26th. And or you might, if you can join at the $120 membership or above, you get a 90-minute healing session with Jody Walsh. Jody has really stepped up to make herself available to you, the community. So make sure this source for information for people like Judy remains viable and available. 877-500-5266. Call now.
And thank you to Sam and Larry. My name is Carla. Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. Jody Walsh is here in studio with us, and we were just talking about her movement works and I want to say body work that you do. And so maybe let's let listeners know a little background about your work as a healer, or your body, your background, excuse me, in body work. I guess what brought you to the path of providing healing for other people?
Well, that's a good question. And it's kind of a long story, but I'll try and keep it short and sweet. In college, I studied sociology, and I've always been just so interested in the human being and the human experience and how people work together and what is really happening there. And so I studied it in school, and then I went after I graduated and traveled for about 4 years, and still getting out into the world and studying people and social systems and how it's all working. And I ran across Barbara Brennan's book, Hands of Light. And it's pretty available for anybody who's interested in energy work. And I had never really studied energy before, never heard of a chakra. But when I read this book, it was, first of all, it's scientific. Barbara Brennan, you know, started as a atmospheric physicist at NASA and started to discover things that couldn't be explained by science, auras and energy fields and all that. And she talks about it, and she laid it out in a way in the book that I really understood, and I got it. It seemed like for the first time that I was really going, oh yeah, this makes sense. This kind of study of like, oh, field interactions, what's happening between people. And so I eventually, a couple years later, went to the school and started studying the human energy consciousness system, how it works and how to work with it. And it was a great education, as well as there is a therapy requirement. All 4 years of the school, you have to be in therapy. And so it introduced me to a whole world of myself, my energy field. And as I moved through the education part of it, I got to heal the parts of myself that had been, you know, I'd ostracized or pushed away, or like, you know, don't listen to that part, listen to this part, and started to get it. Started to pull it back together. And that's really what healing means. If you think about a cut on your finger, cut and skin pulls away, and the healing is bringing that skin back together and healing. And you can think about that in the same way in psychological terms, mental, emotional. It's bringing the parts of ourselves back into the community of self that is who we really are. And you mentioned self-care, and really I think it's the highest form of self-care, and I would go even a little further and call it self-love. That would be, it's the most loving thing, is to come back into yourself and go, which parts have I left out? Let's bring it back together and bring it back to the community, back to the table of self, and let's sit down and figure out who I am, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm. And maybe another way to describe it would be integrating those parts that you've separated. I guess you were mentioning your learning curve and the maybe parts that have been left behind, or the mm-hmm. wounded, I'm going to say the wounded child that we don't want to acknowledge, but something that happened in our past, but how we disconnect, or even there's a medical term, disassociate. Mm, you know, yep. your body feeling this thing, and you're going to disassociate, which means separate from it, to move on. And sometimes it's survival.
Absolutely.
You know, if there's a violent, something going on that's violent, and you have to survive, but then we carry those things with us.
Yeah.
So very interesting. And so you learned about this. You mentioned a book. I want to give her credit, Barbara Brennan, and the name of the book was?
Hands of Light.
So Hands of Light.
And Light Emerging is another book.
Okay.
And I went to Barbara Brennan School of Healing in Florida. There's a couple more on this earth. I think Austria. But
that was key to your coming into the practice you have now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then after opening a practice after graduation and helping people with this, their energy field, and doing energy work with people, I started to want to know more about the consciousness aspect of energy. And I started to find out that, you know, energy can move, and I can move the energy, just like here's a cup, here I'm moving it from one place to another. And that's an energetic movement. However, that energy that I moved will always go back home. It will follow its consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Energy follows consciousness, not the other way around. So we have to look at consciousness as a way to heal, to come together.
Okay. And that coming together, listeners, I'm want to encourage you to stay tuned. This is, my name is Carla. Jody Walsh is here in studio with us. We're going to get into the juicy stuff when we come back. We do need to take a break and talk about fundraising. I want to let you know where you can find more information about Jody Walsh and about the topics we're talking about. Her website is movementworkspdx.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in studio to continue the conversation.
Hey, we're back. This is Larry.
This is Sam.
And we'd like to thank the restaurants that have donated food to our volunteers today. One of them was Cassidy's at 1331 Southwest Washington Street, and we are grateful to them for donating to us. And Cabazon, which gave us dinner, and that's 50, They are at 5200 Northeast Sacramento Street. So we thank them. They are helping KBOO Radio by giving us food for our volunteers today. I'm volunteering my time. I'm not paid to be here. So is Sam. And we are hoping that maybe you can consider helping out by donating a little money at 1-877-500-5266.
Yes, dear listener, I figure that because you're not here volunteering right now because that doesn't work for you. That's not the sort of involvement in KBOO that works for you. So how about some dollars? 877-500-5266. You could also do the same thing at KBOO.FM. It'll work slightly differently, but the end result is the same. You will have done your part to keep KBOO alive and thriving for yet another year. You've been doing this since 1968, and we can keep doing it to like 2060 and beyond with your support, with your help, because that's what it takes. Community radio needs the community, just as a community needs the radio. And so it's your turn to close the circle. 877-500-5266. Answer the call by making the call.
Yeah, KBOO operates on a bare bones budget. It has 6 employees. We spend about $739,000 a year. Well, that sounds like a lot, but really, it is not a lot. I mean, we have to pay the salaries of those few employees, and we have the electricity and some equipment and things like that. So we really don't waste a penny. So we're very modest and humble in that regard. So if you want to donate $5 a month, even, we're happy with that. That is a big help. And if you can afford to donate a lot, we'd be really grateful for that too. Either way, so please consider giving us a call, 877-500-5266.
You know, 83% of every dollar, 83 cents out of every dollar that KBOO spends on bringing you KBOO comes directly from the listeners that who each give a little bit. That means that when you give a little bit, it makes a huge difference, and it really goes a long way. And that's what we need. We're trying to go a long way. We're trying to go the distance for you, dear listener, and that's where you come in. That's why we need that little bit from you to join with the little bit also provided by your friends and neighbors and probably some people you haven't even met yet, maybe people you don't care for. That's community, everyone coming together. And that's what you do when you call 877-500-5266. Come together at KBOO.FM. Again, the way you do it and the level at which you join is not nearly as important as the fact that you are involved. You know, Larry, you were talking about $739,000 a year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that breaks down to an average of around $84 an hour. You know, Out Loud is an hour long. That means it will cost $84 to bring you Out Loud.
That's pretty cheap, actually.
Why not call right now at 877-500-5266 and ask my friend Lisa about setting up a $7 a month monthly donation, and you will have paid over the course of the year for Out Loud tonight. How about that? You can't get any better than that. You can't beat it with a stick, and I wouldn't even try. KBOO.FM if you prefer to do it while you're listening so you don't miss a single second of the program. And I tell you, this is not a program you want to miss. So why don't you use the website right now? KBOO.FM. Use it or use the phone while Larry and I are talking to the other listeners. 877-500-5266. We're getting ready to go back to a little bit more of what we're asking you to support, which is top-notch quality radio, specifically at this time for all of my queer brothers and sisters and others out there. You're listening right now because this is important to you. This is your lifeline to your community, and you gotta support it or it just won't be as good. Now, as good? Check this out. You already know how it sounds when you haven't put in. So let's try a little science. Make the call, 877-500-5266. Make that $7 a month contribution right now, and then continue to listen and see if it doesn't sound different, perhaps a little better, when you know that you have done your part to support that signal on which you have come to rely. And KBOO relies on you. Let's close that circle. Let's become interdependent. 877-500-5266. Do it now. No.
We have no corporate overlords here. We do not satisfy corporations. We get our donations from little people like you and me. And so please consider giving a donation. 877-500-5266. I like Sam's idea. Give us about $100 and you can think to yourself that you are paying for 1 hour of KBOO.
Or give $168 and know that you paid for the next show as well. Again, the amount isn't nearly as important as the fact that you're involved. I'm about to hand it back to Carla and her guest Jody. Why not support their work and KBOO's work and support yourself and your community right now?
Thank you, Sam and Larry. My name is Carla, and we are back in studios with Jody Walsh. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO Portland. Now, we've been talking about Jody's background. I do want to make sure you all know how to find out more information about Jody, as well as how to connect with her if you'd like to continue the conversation. MovementWorksPDX.com is her website. And Jody, you were just sharing about going to the School of Healing in Florida and Barbara Brennan's philosophy and the books that we had talked about. What other schooling have you had, or what other professional training have you had?
I just graduated from the Core Energetics practitioner program, and that was 3 years of continued study with energy and consciousness and how those meet up and play out in the body. And so it's the same kind of study, and you're dealing with, again, energy and consciousness, and Core Energetics takes it more into the body-centered part of psychotherapy and takes the psychological and the emotional and through the body, and you start to move. So this is the movement part of therapy, and working with the body is an incredible tool for healing, and it's very efficient. So it looks a little more engaged as an approach. The client, will do breathing techniques, and take stances and poses and move their body, playing with the tension as they talk about what's going on, or as we move into more of like what is the block to whatever fulfillment they want. And because it's through the body, there is it opens up this vast capacity for real change, that it's not just in the head, that we're not just talking about it, or you're not just laying on the table and having your energy field changed and rearranged, and all that is important. But I really, after studying people for a while, it seems like the movement through the body is just such a key part to having real change in your life.
So one of the services you offer is a private session where you have a one-on-one time with someone. And let me just clarify for a moment. We are on Out Loud, the Queer Culture Radio Show. And mm-hmm. So I just want listeners to know that you are a strong ally of the community, or that I know you welcome when we talk about a movement type of therapy, all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
Bodies come in all different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not an exercise class.
Nope.
Though you do workshops sometimes. So I guess let's start talking about, if someone were to come to you for a private session mm-hmm. and some one-on-one time, what would that look like?
Yeah, I've had a private practice since 2006, and the session itself would look like you come in and we probably would talk a little bit about what's going on, what you know about it, whether it's, hey, my knee has been hurting for years and I really want to run, or, I'd really like to create a relationship in my life where I don't feel like this and this and this, whatever it is that they want to get. And then we talk about it, what they know about it. And through that kind of assessment period, the body speaks volumes to what's going on. And if you know how to look at it and watch for the certain signals, you know, I can see where the energy is, where it's not, where it's moving, where it's not moving, and where there's a charge, no charge, where there's some distortion. And so we talk about it, and then we probably go into part of a movement portion of the session.
And we're still in your office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Still in the office. The movement part could be just using different breathing techniques. It could be, you know, getting on a bioenergetic roller and opening up the front of your body, or just consciously moving. And it doesn't have to be, this isn't like do 10 push-ups and, you know, this is any kind of movement. Mm-hmm. And the breath is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And so there's all different types depending on what the person needs and where the energy is and isn't. We'll decide on which techniques to start to warm up the body and get the person in it. Mm-hmm. In the body with their mental images, you know, the concepts, what they know about it, what they don't, you know, and really get it grounded.
Mm-hmm. And then through some movement, and the person, you know, who came to you for the session is moving around. And then do people, I guess, give me an example of, you know, maybe a stuck place where someone's moving around and like, does a pain come up or their shoulder starts to feel? I'm just giving examples, but like, mm-hmm. How would someone feel? What, I guess, continue to go on with the movement part of the session. How do people express these feelings to you? I guess I'm very curious on how. I know the body is telling people something, but if they haven't quite tuned in to what's going on, I guess what happens next?
It is curious, and it's curious to them too.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very surprising when people start to get into their bodies and even take a deep breath or a specific type of breath, all of a sudden, you know, there's some movement or like, you know, I can say that thing that you said before about this and this, and then they'll start talking about it while doing the movement, you know, breathing a certain way or moving their shoulders back or something. And a lot of times it brings up the feeling. The feeling has the opportunity to move again.
And to come out through words, or I'm guessing people might start crying or
laughing.
And a story that's not necessarily funny, but that the feelings are coming out.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm. Anger, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. We aren't really taught how to deal with anger. There's plenty that we all get angry at in our lives. Mm-hmm. And there isn't really a place or a way that people aren't modeling a great way to deal with anger. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times when people are smiling and telling me this story about the relationship with, you know, their kids, whatever, the traffic outside, and I can see they might be holding a fist, or, you know, their body's telling me something like, hey, I've got to move some of this energy. Mm-hmm. And when we start moving, it, you know, what could come up is, wow, I'm really angry about this. And then we start to move that. So you don't have to be anywhere where you're not. Mm-hmm. This is not, it's not really a rocket science. You don't have to have all this intellectual understanding of deep feelings or how you got from here to there.
Or brain chemistry, none of that.
Yeah. No. It's all, your body is this incredible, has an incredible capacity for wisdom. You're breathing, your heart's going. There's so many systems that are functioning without you even thinking about it, mm-hmm. keeping you in this physical form. And it has a lot to say about what has happened. You can feel it. You know, anybody can feel it when we talk about getting triggered. Mm-hmm. Even somebody who looks like that one person, your body will tell you, whoa, danger, or I like that person.
Right.
You know, your body will offer all this information according to what has happened.
Mm-hmm. And depending on your knowledge, or have you been able to name those feelings from the past? I mean, I'm imagining some of the things that people discover when they're doing your movement therapy is they didn't realize that they'd been holding on to something.
Right.
I'm wondering if those kind of breakthroughs happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. And it happens. It's very efficient mm-hmm. at getting those breakthroughs because it is through the body. Mm-hmm. And because you're invited. Mm-hmm. You're invited to whatever is happening. It's mm-hmm. not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just what is happening. You get to experience that anger, and then we get to move it through your body. And once the energy that has been stopped or distorted or twisted in any way, once it starts to move again, then it changes. It's mm-hmm. back in the current of life, and that anger can start to move. And it's just energy. Mm-hmm. It's benign energy. And then once it's released and the person has it, then you can help that energy go toward a different purpose, mm-hmm. toward your greater self, what you really want. And mm-hmm. you can use it again. Mm-hmm. But once, you know, as long as it stays tucked away, or I'm not going to look at that, or I don't want to feel angry or sad or hurt, mm-hmm. then it's not usable.
Mm-hmm. And I like the way you talked about the energy being used for a better purpose, or, you know, redirected towards your own, and I'm going to say health outcome, you know, just, I know I'm being vague, but so many times I know I've heard people say in the past, well, you just need to let that go.
Yeah.
And like, okay, I can hear that, but if something bad had happened, mm-hmm. you know, your body's going to remember that. And then how do you, it's a lot easier to say you just need to let that go.
Right.
Versus, okay, how do I move on and mm-hmm. be done or not, but to take those feelings and turn them into something positive. And so I like the way, nowhere have you said, just let it go. Because I think sometimes, and I mean, even anger can serve a purpose for something. But I think it's when we hold on, or when those old patterns repeat. And I know, listeners, you can't see, but Jody's been doing some great visuals while she's been talking. So I guess one thing I think of is how we humans get in a rut, and we go round and round and round with those stories from our past, and something happened, and letting go is not always as easy as those words are.
Exactly.
And especially if you've survived some kind of trauma.
Yeah.
And yay for surviving.
Oh, yeah.
But what's on the other side?
And you needed to develop defense structures and ways of survival to get you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, it doesn't serve what your greater longing is.
Right. Or your higher purpose, or
what you really want. Mm-hmm. You know, you find the same thing that helped you survive at one time isn't really serving you anymore. Mm-hmm. And how to get out of that well-worn groove. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we call, you know, an energy, what you said. Mm-hmm. It's an energy current that isn't going anywhere. It's spiraling just in that well-worn groove, and it's full of all kinds of images about how the world is.
And it doesn't feel good.
No, and the same thing happens over and over, and we're like, I'm in this pattern.
Yeah.
And it is hard to get out because it is a well-worn groove. It knows where it goes. That's where it goes. Mm-hmm. And we identify with that cycle, and there is a way out. Mm-hmm. You're not stuck in it. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes, is finding the energy within the stuck cycle and starting to move it.
And letting it go.
And it could get out of that. Mm-hmm. that groove and move towards something else.
Okay. Now we're going to have to interrupt this great conversation, and listeners, I hope you stay tuned for more. One of the things I'm going to ask Jody to let everyone know about, we did talk about, you know, just now we've been talking about her private sessions and the work that she does one-on-one with people. Jody has offered a private session as a thank you gift during our membership drive this evening. She's also offered a workshop as as a thank you gift. And when she comes back, I want to continue the conversation talking about movement, how movement can help us feel as well as take care of our bodies, the healing that comes from movement. And I want Jody to talk a little bit more about the different workshops that are coming up. She's actually got workshops that are happening monthly, and we will go into those details when we come back. Let's move over to Sam and Larry. How are things going?
Hey, we're back. That's me, Larry, trying to be butch, but not really fooling anybody. I want to thank Jeffrey from Southeast Portland, who renewed his membership. He came down here to the station, which you are welcome to do too, dear listener. Come on down and make a donation if you like. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, or you can call us at 877-500-5266.
You can even use the website. Good evening, this is Sam, and I'm going to tell you about the website, kboo.fm. Use the safe, convenient, easy, and secure web form to make your fully tax-deductible 501c3 type charitable contribution. Now, the IRS defines it as charity, but you're not just giving your money away. You are investing. You are investing in a crucial, vital community resource, and you are thereby investing in yourself and in your community. That's right, friends and neighbors. 877-500-5266. Put down $10 a month and claim for your very own a 90-minute session with tonight's guest, Jody Walsh. You know, I've been fascinated listening to this. I've read a lot. I want like healing by engaging with one's own body. And Ms. Walsh mentioned the body level, the consciousness at the body level. It reminded me of the work of Ken Wilber, author of a book called No Boundary. Great stuff, talking about using the breath to get centered and like to really find where energy moves and where it doesn't move. Well, dig this. Move some of your financial energy into KBOO and see what comes back at you. 877-500-5266. Because it's not just moving in a spiral over and over. It's dynamic. It's moving. It's getting things done when you get involved. Maybe you'll use the website, kboo.fm. And after you've made your donation, why not click around? Navigate through that website. See the archives. See all the other interviews of fascinating and invigorating and infuriating.
There's a lot there.
Even infuriating. Get yourself pumped, you know, to get involved and get informed with activism, with investigation and knowledge and analysis that you just can't find elsewhere. You missed it the first time during the broadcast. It's still there at kboo.fm, and that's where you can make your donation, where you can get involved, or call our friends right now at 877-500-5266. Come see us in person at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Just do it right now.
Thank you, Sam and Larry. My name is Carla, and this is Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. Here in studio with me this evening is Jody Walsh, and her website is movementworkspdx.com. And Jody was just sharing some information around her practice. We talked about what a private session would look like or feel like. And again, thank you so much, Jody, for offering. She has offered a private session as well as a workshop. You can choose those thank you gifts when you call during the show this evening. Let our listeners know about these workshops. And again, the details are available on your website. And do people just dance around? Like, what happens in your workshops? That was my interpretation, but what really happens?
There's a couple of them. Sarah Maines does the five rhythms. She's a certified five rhythms teacher, and that is a five rhythms of a dance practice and moving into those five rhythms of life, of the creative process. And so she's coming the second Wednesday of every month, and on the fourth Wednesday of every month, I teach a workshop on core energetics, and body and centered and we work with consciousness, and we work with conscious body and moving energy, and usually they're moving energy. This upcoming workshop is February 26th, coming workshop next February 26th from 7 to 9 at Opening to Life 9, at Opening to Life, Northeast 12th Avenue, here in Portland, 12th Avenue, and Portland. Yeah, so what happens, and what theme is this time, is the presence. Is this time going to be getting into what does it mean to be present? There's so much out there now, and how do we be in the now, and be in the now. I really want to get into it in the body, so that you don't have to sit on a cushion, or you know, not necessarily being in a meditation stance to be here now. You can actually be moving around, and in the world, be moving around and in the world.
So that's what we're going to work on. It's a lot of fun. There's no pressure. We start moving, warming up the body,
and then there's all kinds of things that I'll bring in as a technique, and I'm moving in with the technique, and there's a group with people. So, and we sometimes get dyads, and we sometimes talk about dyads, and something that about might take us out of presence. Definitely out of presence. We start to move into whatever it is blocking our ability to be present, be here now. Be present, be where life is.
Right on.
Where life is.
And so for folks that we mentioned two different, the five dances, and then the five rhythms, excuse me, the five rhythms, and then the five rhythms later in the month, and then those both are repeating monthly.
Correct.
We mentioned a couple of dates. Yes. There's one happening
so
next week, but the class that Jodi's teaching will be happening again next month. So Jodi will be gender.
Right.
And I appreciate on your website, you've got the calendar, so if you're working, and if Steve Winter coming up in the next month or so, it's coming
again.
Jodi's website is movement.jodi.com. And there's a lot more information on her website, so including her contact information if you want to ask her any questions directly. Now, could you take us through, I guess we've talked about the breath quite a bit, and I know some people have a lot more awareness of the breath than others, but it is more than just in and out, and in theory, that's a lot more than that. And could we do just a brief kind of breath exercise as an example of this awareness that we've talked about that you do with your clients?
Absolutely. We'll do a little mini workshop right now, and you all can do this because it's just breathing.
And drivers, if you're driving, please keep your eyes open. Just to state the obvious.
And keep breathing. Let's just take a minute and find yourself where you are. Just take a deep breath in and out. And then say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Audibly say yes. Say it a few times. Yes.
Yes.
Breathing. Yes.
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 And then just take a minute and check out what your body's doing. Yes. How is your breathing now? What is it like? Is there any tension that you're noticing in your body? And say yes again and just breathe right into that tension.
Yes.
Yes. Take another breath. And then just shake that off. Just keeping in your awareness what you've found out. Maybe your breath was open, or you felt a little bit of tightness in your shoulders, whatever it was, no tightness. Just make a note of what your body was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it again. Just take another deep breath, clear the slate. Find yourself where you are, alive, awake, breathing in this moment, and say no. No.
No.
Say it a few times and let yourself get into it. No.
No.
No. Again, paying attention to what your body's offering you as information. What's your breathing like? Is there tension? What do you notice? What happens? Is there a part of your body that you're really aware of? All right, so just shake that off. And that's just a little mini approach to, is there something different that happened when you said yes than when you said no? Mm-hmm. And your body will offer all kinds of information about what you're saying yes to, what you're saying no to. You can use it in conjunction with whatever's happening in your life. And just check it out. Anything that you want to check out, do that. Take a breath. Say yes to it. Say no to it. And find out what your body's telling you.
Right on. Thank you. That was Jody Walsh walking us through a little sample breathing activity. Again, her website is movementworkspdx.com. We'll be back to continue the conversation with Jody in just a few moments.
And this is Sam, and I'm with
Larry.
Yes.
We're feeling really mellow now. Thanks, Jody.
Yes. And I would say yes to KBOO. My body is telling me to get to the phone right now. My body says call 877-500-5266. Yeah. Yeah. This also, man, I mentioned Dr. Wilbur earlier, and this brings back to mind, my body was telling me to remember the work of Ken Wilbur in this kind of unity consciousness sort of thing, and engaging, kind of realizing that the division between mind and body isn't real, and that mind and body are one and the same. So why not integrate with your community radio in a similar fashion by becoming an active supporting member of KBOO right now? You can do that online, KBOO.fm. Join at the level and to the extent that makes sense for you, just as Cassidy's did. They're at 1331 Southwest Washington and Cabezon at 5200 Northeast Sacramento. They are restaurants, and they got involved by providing food to feed the volunteers who are taking your calls right now at 877-500-5266. There are only two private sessions available to claim as your thank you gift for becoming a member at the $120 level. That's just $10 a month. Can you dig that? $10 a month. That's what? Two pennies, two nickels, and two dimes, and then throw in one more penny for good measure each day, and you have got $120 for KBOO at the end of the year. Just do it, you know, each month. Have your bank send $10 to KBOO, and you'll never even feel it. And I can say that as a fact, because I have myself taken calls at 877-500-5266 from your friends and neighbors and some people you haven't met yet who wanted to increase their monthly deduction for KBOO, but couldn't tell me how much they were doing currently because it's so convenient, it's so painless, it's so easy. They don't even notice. Fortunately, we have a record of that, and we were able to find out and get everything sorted. But call now at 877-500-5266. Use the website, kboo.fm. And as I mentioned before, it's tax deductible. Divest from the war machine of U.S. imperialism and keep those dollars circulating usefully right here in your own backyard.
Yeah, we don't have any corporate overlords. We don't have to placate a corporation or an industry. We can tell you the truth, and we can provide programming that is useful to the whole community, like this program here. You don't get stuff like this in the mainstream media. We help the entire community. We give a voice to the voiceless here at KBOO. This is a tremendous public resource. KBOO helps the city of Portland, and KBOO, I believe, in my own opinion, is one reason why the people of Portland really do have a pretty good awareness of the forces that control their lives. And for that reason, I think KBOO is a tremendous resource, and I want to support it. I support it by volunteering.
You know, I know people who have more money than time. That's not true for me. That's why I volunteer, just like Larry does. So why not put your money where it's going to do you some good, where it will do everyone some good, because that is collective action, folks, and that's what KABU is all about, the community in community radio. It belongs to all of us, and you know what else belongs to all of us as a result of that is the responsibility to maintain it and to improve it, and that's what you do when you pay the bills by calling 877-500-5266. And you put in the dollars. You invest your financial energy, your goodwill into growing and maintaining this vital community resource that we just can't do without. We need it. And it needs you, dear listener. It needs your participation. KBOO.FM. Come see us in person. What's the address again, Larry?
30,
help us out.
30 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Is it 30? Or 20? 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
20, okay.
Right between East Burnside and Southeast Ankeny. If you're downtown, you cross the Burnside Bridge, bam. You know, however you do it, just do it right now. Back to Carla and Ms. Jody Walsh.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. Thank you to Sam and Larry for helping out with our membership drive. And I also want to say a big thank you to Jody Walsh, who's been our guest this evening. Her website, you can find out a lot more about Jody's background, her philosophy, the workshops that we were just discussing, movementworkspdx.com. And Jody, we have to start wrapping up our conversation, but I wanted to ask, why do you do this type of healing with people? What brings you to this work?
Excellent question. I do what I do because I believe in people's innate ability to heal, to be who they are. And I've seen it over and over again, the miracle of the human being. And no matter where you are or what obstacles to fulfillment you're dealing with, it's possible. It's possible to create the life that you want, and you can do it. And if you knew how great that you are, you would share this. If you knew and could tap into your capacity for life, for love, for this whole experience, it'd simply amaze you. And that's what I want to help people connect to. Mm-hmm.
I can imagine how rewarding it is when you kind of help witness, and I say help witness, people with their breakthroughs. I mean,
oh yeah,
that people, you've talked a lot about.
It's real life miracles. Mm-hmm.
You've talked about that earlier in the show, how we each have our own healing ability inside of us. And I think a lot of us, and I'll own that as well, a lot of us have forgotten that.
Uh-huh.
And so I appreciate a lot of what you shared this evening around the breath and the saying yes and saying no. And for anyone that missed our brief breathing example exercise on the show this evening, you can listen to it on the KABU website later, kboo.fm/outloud. Find us there. But Jody does the workshops that we've talked about. You can find the calendar on her website. And what do you see with the evolution of your career? I mean, we talked about your schooling and what brought you here. What do you see is in store for you next? What's on the radar for Jody?
Well, I'd love to get the work out there. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get people introduced to themselves, essentially, mm-hmm. and their greatness. And so, yeah, I'd like to have that on a bigger scale and offer different ways of doing that. So, you know, different movement workshops with, you know, different themes, different teachers, different ways of doing it, and to have something for everybody to connect to their own inner healer.
Mm-hmm. And connecting to our own inner healer, your workshops, do people need to make an appointment or are they drop-in?
You can drop in or you can reserve a spot.
Okay.
You know, the safest way is to reserve a spot. And if you find yourself Wednesday, February 26th, like, oh yeah, that workshop is there. Oh, I didn't, you know, let her know. Come anyway, and we'll get you in and get you moving.
Right on. And are you available for maybe, I guess I'm wondering if a listener wanted to invite you to, say, a girls group, or there's some group that already exists, and another therapist or, you know, maybe someone who specializes in more talk time wanted to invite you to do a workshop with a pre-existing group. I guess, are you available for...
Oh, absolutely.
I guess those custom kind of workshops, maybe?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. It's a great alternative and comprehensive approach to healing. Mm-hmm. You know, we need all kinds. We need the doctors, we need the acupuncturists and the body workers and movement.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Conscious and, movement.
Okay. Now, right on. And so we have just a couple moments left. I guess we've shared so much information with our listeners this evening. Again, you can find Jody Walsh online. Her website is movementworkspdx.com. Are there any closing thoughts you want to leave with your listener our listeners this evening?
I think, yeah, I want to say that movement is life. All life is moving, whether something looks like it is or isn't. It is in movement, in some pace. And find your own pace, your own rhythm, your own wave, and ride it. Move it. Be who you are.
Right on. Be who you are. Thank you so much. That was Jody Walsh, has been our guest this evening. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Carla. It's been such a pleasure.
It's been fun, and hopefully we'll have you back again soon. And listeners, thank you for tuning in this evening. Thank you to all of our donors and our new listener members. Next week, Alan will be back on Out Loud talking about the upcoming Gender Symposium at Lewis and Clark College. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud. Coming up next is Hard Knock Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host an open house to say goodbye to our interim station manager, Victoria Stoppiello,
and to welcome our new co-managers, Monica Beamer and Mike Crenshaw.
Please come to KBOO on March 1st between noon and 4 p.m. for greeting and meeting, snacks, tours, and a general celebration of the start of our 46th year broadcasting.
KBOO is located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, a half block south of Burnside in Portland.
Again, this March 1st, noon to 4, here at your community radio station, KBOO. More information can be found at kboo.fm.
Are we asking enough regular, ordinary Black Portlanders what do they want here in the city of Portland? Listen to the word on the streets from Black Portlanders around the city give commentary about their experiences growing up in Portland or making Portland their home and building new opportunities in a two-part special programming series called Ear to the Streets of Portland, What Do the Regular Citizens Want? That's Thursday, February 20th and 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. There's a strong history when it comes to the African Americans of Portland, and hear what actions people want for changes towards prosperity, stronger communities, and what it's going to take to heal from past pains. That's Thursday, February 20th and 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM, and online at kboo.fm.
This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland. No compromise in defense of the truth.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
History is history. Never been done before. Never been done in this before. Country. In this country.
Tell you today, Reverend Hunting
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we tackle key issues of the day. That's right, it's news, views, and hip-hop. All that and more coming up after the afternoon headlines.
Yo, this your brother Bamboo.
This is DJ Fat Trick.
We are on Hard Knock Radio. You are listening to the news, views, and hip-hop from the progressive perspective. Yarra brah.
Yo, peace, y'all. This is Common. You checking out Hard Knock Radio. Y'all stay up, stay live, all right?
What the deal, yo? This is your girl, Queen Latifah, original flavor unit, Jersey's finest. You listening to Hard Knock Radio.
This is Medusa, rocking it through and through. For the ladies, all my gangster goddesses stand strong on Hard Knock Radio.
Davey D hanging out with you, Hard Knock Radio, and on the phone line with us, we have Kali and Kuno. And I wanted to talk to Kali, who is no stranger to our show. He's the political director for Chokwe Lumumba's administration down in Jackson, Mississippi. And Kali's a longtime activist, also a member of the Malcolm X grassroots movement. I wanted to talk to him in the aftermath of the verdict that came down in Florida around the trial for Michael Dunn about the murder of Jordan Davis. And I wanted to bring you on the phone to talk about this, Kali, because of the work that you've done since Katrina, where we see that there's a pattern, at least in my mind, of black people being killed with reckless abandon by vigilante type of folks, police. And it seems to be a playbook that's being followed where the verdict is always the same. The excuse used is always the same. And I wanted to maybe get your sense from a larger perspective of how we should be seeing these types of things, especially as we're coming up on the unfortunate anniversary, 2-year anniversary of Trayvon Martin being killed.
Well, you're absolutely